In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Many people like dogs. And when I was younger, I had a dog. And often, especially on a Saturday morning at the breakfast table, when our parents weren't looking, my brother and my sister and I would often give the dog small scraps from the table, like bacon rind. And the dog was very happy with this, of course, and took it away and then came back looking for more. And when we come to our reading in Matthew chapter 15, we find that the word dog, which is used here, or dogs, could be understood as small dogs or as pet dogs. And certainly in this area that Jesus went, in Tyre and Sidon, where there were many Gentiles, it seems reasonable to suppose that at least some of these Gentiles had dogs as pets. Now, let us come and have a look at this passage. Jesus is in Tyre and Sidon. And then we find a woman comes up and starts crying out after him, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy upon me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." And she doesn't just cry once. She keeps on crying after Jesus. And we can imagine her. "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now the disciples obviously felt, as we look at this passage, were not happy with this. And they felt probably uncomfortable. And they speak to Jesus and they say, "Send her away, for she's crying out after us." But Jesus says to the disciples, he says, "I have been sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." His mission is primarily to the Jews. But this woman then comes up and kneels in front of Jesus and says, "Lord, help me." And Jesus then responds and replies with what may seem to us rather harsh. It may be the words that he used are actually a saying. And also, as we look at it, we don't know the tone in which he said these words. But he says to her, "It is not good to take the children's bread and toss it to the pet dogs." The woman replies and says, "Lord, even the pet dogs are able to eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Jesus then says, "Woman, great is your faith. Your request is granted." And we find that she returns home and her daughter is healed. As we look at this, we can see that this woman was crying out to the Lord. And if we think about it, that's what we do in prayer. So we have here an example of prayer. In fact, an effective prayer, because the Lord grants her request. So the first point I'd like to draw your attention to, and I have 3 points, is that this woman presents her burden to the Lord. She's obviously very concerned about her daughter. We do not know the symptoms of this demon possession, but we understand that she is suffering terribly. And any parent who's had a child who is suffering in some way, especially when the doctors don't seem to know what to do or if there's a cure, then it is extremely difficult. And I'm sure any parent who's been in that situation knows something of that suffering and the difficulty seeing their child suffer in this way. This woman was burdened. And we so often can be burdened with our family as well. We may have children who make decisions which we don't fully understand as to why they would do that. Or nieces or nephews. We may also be concerned for our parents who may be getting elderly and weaker. And we are concerned for them and their health. We can also be burdened because of circumstances. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we read of Hannah, who was desperate to have a child. And we read that she was so desperate that when she cried out, the priest Eli thought that she was drunk. And we can be desperate in our situations. We can feel burdened in our situations. Sometimes people are in a position where they have no work and they're looking for that work. They wish to have that work to show their abilities. And in fact, they want to work, but they are not able to find that work. Or we can be burdened because we're in a particular job and work and we have a colleague who is very difficult. Or we can be in a very challenging situation. I remember once speaking to a builder who had built all these houses and then found he was not able to sell them. Sometimes life can be very difficult and we can be burdened by these circumstances. We can also be burdened with our spiritual life. We sometimes have spiritual problems. And we can think of someone. For instance, we read of the tax collector in Luke chapter 18. And it's quite possible that there may be some who are very much taken up with the fact that they are upset over their sins. They're concerned about it. They do things wrong. They know they're wrong. They're ashamed. They're embarrassed. And then they resolve not to do it. And then the cycle begins again. They do it again. And they feel extremely distressed about this situation. They are caught in this cycle. They have a spiritual problem which burdens them. And it may be that we are also burdened with spiritual problems, maybe like this or some other one. Of course, we can also be concerned for the church. And we notice that Paul, in the New Testament, was concerned for the churches. And it seems a good thing to be concerned for the church. We may be concerned about the young people or the junior church or numbers from outside. We wish that others might come and hear the gospel and turn to Christ in repentance and faith. But whatever our burden, whether it's with our family, our situation, our spiritual life, or indeed for the church, we can, like this woman, present our burden to the Lord. But let us come to our second point, that this woman was persistent. She cried out to the Lord, but not just once, she kept on crying. In fact, so much so, the disciples don't seem to be very happy with this. But we notice that Jesus gives no response of unhappiness at all. In fact, he says, later, great is your faith. On another occasion, he spoke of an unrighteous judge, a judge that did not care for God or for man. And we find that there was a widow who was seeking justice, and she came again and again and again, day after day, to this judge. And eventually he says that though I care neither for God nor for man, I will give this woman justice because she is wearing me out. And of course, the reason why Jesus told such a story was not because God is like an unrighteous judge, because he's a heavenly Father who wishes to hear his children's cries, but for us to keep on praying and not to give up. Jesus said on another occasion, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, we read about faith. That faith is not only believing that God exists, but that he rewards those who earnestly seek after him. So when we have our burdens, we can come not just once, but again and again and present them to the Lord. Let us remember that God's delays are not his denials. Thirdly, we notice that this woman reasoned and argued with the Lord. You see, the Lord says, the Lord says, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs or to the pet dogs. And she responds, she says, but even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. I don't know if you follow fully that argument, but Jesus is saying that he's come to bring blessing to the Jews. And she's saying, this woman, this blessing is so great that even Gentiles like me can benefit or receive blessing because it is so great. It is rather like the other week when we were speaking about Psalm 23, where there is this picture of a cup which overflows with wine. It is so much, there is more than enough, it goes over. And so we find that this woman was ready and willing to reason and argue with the Lord. Indeed, as we look at the scriptures, we find that the saints often do this. Just let me give you one more example. In the time of Hezekiah was a king in the Old Testament. Jerusalem was under siege by the king of Assyria. Assyria was like the superpower of the day. And Sennacherib comes, the leader of the Assyrians. He's taken many other lands. And he comes and puts Jerusalem under siege. And then he sends his field commander to the people of Jerusalem. And the field commander says, do not let Hezekiah deceive you when he says, the Lord will deliver you. For has any of the gods of the nations delivered their land from the hand of the king of Assyria? And here, of course, we can understand something of that logic. The Assyrian king has taken all these lands. How can Jerusalem be saved by the Lord? But Hezekiah prays. And not only does he praise God, but he also reminds God of what Sennacherib has said. And he speaks of how these false gods have failed to deliver. And then he prays. O Lord our God, deliver us from the hand of the king of Assyria. But he doesn't just leave it there. He then gives a reason. So that all the nations of the earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God. He gives a reason as to why God should answer his prayer. In fact, the reason that the other nations might see that the Lord is God and he alone is God. And we too, when we present our requests, when we bring our burdens to the Lord, we can remind God of his promises. For example, if we are doing something difficult, we can remind him that the Lord has said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then we can also plead the mercy of God, like this woman, Lord, have mercy upon me. Think of the tax collector, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And also, we can speak of God's glory, much as Hezekiah did in his prayer regarding Sennacherib. And remember, in the Lord's Prayer, we say, hallowed be thy name. You know, all glory to thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So we see, as we look at this account here of this Canaanite woman, we see that she presented her burdens to the Lord. She was persistent. She kept on coming. And she also reasoned and argued with the Lord. Now we may have our burdens, burdens with our family or our situation, or we may have spiritual burdens, burdens with our spiritual life, or we may be very much taken up with concern for the church. But whatever burden we have, let us present them to the Lord. Let us be persistent and let us reason and argue with the Lord. And may our requests be granted as this woman, this Canaanite woman's request was granted here. May the Lord bless this word to your heart.